Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, and we were up to the Gemara had come to a maskone that the machlokes Rab Chiya and Baal Kapore, if you chayiv shtayim or chayiv achas, is speaking according to Rab Shimon, going according to Rab Shimon. The Rab Shimon holds Ein Issa Chal Al Issa. Daf Al Pi Kein, Rab Chiya holds that Bebas Achas Issa Chal Al Issa. And Bar Kapora says, no, Rab Shimon holds Ein Issa Chal Al Issa Afilo Bebas Achas. So the Gemara says like this. And each one said, Sai Rab Chiya made a shvua, he heard beferish from Rabbi, that Yechayiv Shtayim. And Bar Kapora made a shvua, he heard beferish from Rabbi, that Yechayiv Achas. So now the Gemara has to explain how could these two shvuas be possible. How could Rabbi have said both of these statements? So six lines from the Bible. So the Gemara says, Bishleim Labar Kapora. According to Bar Kapora, that holds that Rabbi told him, according to Rab Shimon, Yechayiv Achas. So according to Bar Kapora, we can understand how these two statements were made, and there was a misinterpretation. Ki Yisnaya Rabbi Ledidei, when Rabbi told him, Ein Yechayiv Achas, Alibi de Rab Shimon. So he was talking according to Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds Ein Issa Chal Al Issa, and afilu bebas achas Ein Issa Chal Al Issa. Yeah. Ki esnayu le Rab Chiya, when he told Rab Chiya heard from him Chayiv Shtayim, Alibi de Rab Yosi. Rab Yosi holds Issa Chal Al Issa bebas achas. So that's how Bar Kapora could explain that Rabbi had said a statement, Ein Yechayiv Achas. Rabbi had said a statement, Chayiv Shtayim. And Rab Chiya misinterpreted what Rabbi had said. Elo Rab Chiya, but according to Rab Chiya, is Bar Kapora Shekuri Mishaker. Bar Kapora said a sheker. He says, Rab Chiya said he heard from Rabbi, that Chayiv Shtayim, according to Rab Shimon. Fine. That's what he heard. Now, the Bar Kapora says he heard from Rabbi that Ein Yechayiv Achas. Now, there's no such man the Yomah that holds Ein Yechayiv Achas. Elo Rab Chiya Bar Kapora Shikuri Kamishake. Omer Lecho Rab Chiya. So Rab Chiya said as follows. Ki Asnayu Rabbi Lididei Tarti Liftur Isnayu. Rabbi taught him two halachas, and both of these halachas, you're not chayiv shtayim, you're chayiv one. Ve'isa koyla lisnayu v'ali b'derab shimon. That means as follows. Rabbi had taught Bar Kapora zol sheshimesh b'shabes. Balmum sheshimesh b'tumim. And as we had learned yesterday, this can be in two ifanim. This can be als koilo. Shabbos is should be chal, and the iso zorus bekoilo. Tume is chal, and the iso balmum bekoilo. It could be bebasachas also. Now, so Rab Chiya explained as follows. Rabbi had told Bar Kapora, he told him, Zon Sheshimesh B'Shabbos, Balmum Sheshimesh B'Tumeh, according to Rab Shimon, Yo'eni Chayiv El Achas. He's only Chayiv Alts Zorus, he's only Chayiv Alts Balmum, he's not Chayiv Alts Shabbos, he's not Chayiv Alts Tumeh. Ve'is Koilo Asnayo. And when he told the Ptur, he meant to say, that Rab Shimon does not hold Issa Koilo. That's what he told him. Balibe de Rab Shimon. V'chozye le Bar Kapora le Zor Sha'ochal Malike. Now, Bar Kapore, so Bar Kapore has at Ein these two halachas. He heard from Rabbi, two halachas, like Rabbi Kodesh, Zor, Sheshimesh, Beshabbos, Zor did avoid in Shabbos, Abar Mum did an avoid in Betume, and these problems of Einisach al Alisa, and Rabbi told them, according to Rabbi Shimon, Eini Chayev Alachas, he's only Chayev al Zoros, he's only Chayev, als Balmum, the Issa Tume is not Chal, the Issa Shabbos is not Chal, because Rab Shimon doesn't hold Issa Koilo. And Bar Kapore, Bechozi le Bar Kapore le Zor Sheochal Malike. Now, Zor Sheochal Malike is also a similar type of a case, but there's an Issa Zorus, there's an Issa Nevele. So he chazer. I mean, the Tanoim learned Teirei Shabbalpeh. Everything was gechazer. So he had these two cases that were taught to him from Rabbeinu Hakodesh. So he's stuck in another case. He's stuck in a case Zor Sheochal Malike, which is also a case in Kodesh, where there are also two Isurim. And then, so remember these three halachas. Then va'ayin bo, then at a later time, he was ma'ayin zor sha'ochal malike le'ashkach ela be'basachas. Oh, this is not a koilu. Here the two isurim, the isur nevele and the isur zoris, is chal be'basachas. So we see now that Rebbe told him, and he forgot about it, that he was the one that was mechaber this halacha to the first two halachas. And so now he's chazering over, he sees, oh, this is a case of basachas. V'sava midaha be'basachas. So just like the case of Zor, Sha'ochel, Melike, which both isur machal be'basachas, honami be'basachas. So the two cases, he had a set now of three halachas of Zor Sheshimesh B'Shabbos, Bar Mum Sheshimesh B'Tumah, is also speaking about the both Yisur Mechal B'Basachas. Umidahanach Liftoich, and now these first two cases that he remembers clear that Rabbi told him that that's Potter. Hanach Nami Liftoich. So that's how Rabbi Chiya was Mevaya, the mistake that Bar Kapore could have had. And that's why he could say with a behirus that he heard from Rabbeinu HaKodesh that according to Rab Shimon and Nisach HaLalisa HaFilu B'Basachas, but the toys came about with this Chashbin. Let us see Rashi. And that let me give a little bit out. Ela l'Rab Chiye, Bishloim l'Bar Kapore, Motzi l'tutzi l'gmori, l'gmori d'Rab Chiye. Bar Kapore can explain how he came to his conclusion that Rab Shimon holds the Pasachas also in Yisach HaLalisa, and how Rab Chiye came to his conclusion that Rabbi told them that the Pasachas is Yisach HaLalisa. Or Meimer, and he can explain it as follows. Ki is nayin Rabbi to when Rabbi said it's einachai v'la'achas alibi the Rabbi Shimon. Peris nayu the Rabbi Chiya chiyuv alibi the Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Chiya who the Torah Rabbi Chiya made a mistake. Besover the Rabbi alibi the Rabbi Shimon is nayin. That's how the toys came about. That's zicher. He heard from Rabbi that chayiv shtayim, but he made a mistake that Rabbi was speaking according to Rabbi Yosi. But according to Rab Chiya that said, no, he heard from Rabbi that Rab Shimon holds Chayiv Shtayim. Is Rabbi, the Rab Shimon is not Rabbi Chiyuve, ala Ptura, this not ala Bar Kapore. So, Bar Kapore heard a Ptur, that in the Chayiv Alachas, alibi the man, who did he hear Ptur? There's no one that holds Potter. He says, afila Rab Shimon holds an Issachal alisa, bebasachas is chal. V'chi shikurei meshakir Bar Kapore. Did Bar Kapore say a lie? D'le yisnayi Rebbe p'tur klal v'skinti. Amal l'cho Rebbe Chiye v'adek Bar Kapore loy meshakir. Bar Kapore chas v'sholm, he's not saying a sheker. El toi, the mistake was as follows. The Rebbe vade pture esnayu. Rebbe told him, einoi chayiv ela achas. V'loi bekulu, not on all these three cases. Ela betarti. Bizor sheshimish b'shabbos. Azor did avoidin Shabbos. And we said the Issa Zoris is chal before Shabbos. When it becomes Shabbos, now it's Nitoisef and Issa Chilo Shabbos. Ubalmum sheshimish betumet. So the Issa Balmum was chal before the Issa Tume was chal. The Mishtakach, now you could have Bein Al Yedei Kailo, and then we'll say the way we mentioned before that Issa Zoris was chal before. The Issa Balmum was chal before. Bein Yedei Basachas Kedamale. Or you could have a case that the Issa Zoris and Shabbos came with Basachas, and the Issa Balmum and Tumah came with Basachas. That we had learned yesterday. But the Issa Kailo Lishnaim, but when he told it to him, when he taught it to him, he was telling Gemeinichaiva La'achas, if it's Bezech Hazeh. Klaima, Heiched the Israami al Yidei Kailo, Isnaim Rabbi Ptura. That's what Rabbi told him, that if first was Chal the Issa Zoros, and then was Chal the Issa Shabbos. And the only way the Issa Shabbos could be Chal on the Issa Zoros is because of Kailu. So he told them, Rab Shimon doesn't hold Kailu. Valibe de Rab Shimon. Veheched Yisrami bebasachas is nein chiyube. If they both Chal bebasachas, then he told him that it's Chayiv Shtayim. Aber Malika lo yisnaya lifter klal. He never taught him Malika. Lo yimashkachas lo bekoil lo babasachas. Lo osam Rab Shimon Moide that yechai. So he only told him these two cases of two, and the case if it was Koilu. V'chaz ye bar kapor el ezor sha'ochel Malika. Now, bar kapor on his own accord thought of a case of zor sha'ochel Malika. Pidom Yeluhu, it's also similar to these two cases, Dahavalo Nami Bikotchim, it's all speaking about Kotchim, Chode de Mechaivale Tarti, it's one pool in Kotchim that is Tuchi Yuvamani, Vaova Badayu, and Bar Kapore was Mechaber, the case of Zor Shoch and Malika, together with the first two cases, Leptura. When he put it together, he didn't chap. That Zor Sheochel Malika, it's, oh, did he both isum achalbe basachas? It's not chalbe koilo. But he just has it on these three cases together. And the latest man, ve'iyam bo la'achas man, kishen iskaimu biyodi, now he was, he had chasid already for a multitude of times these three aloches, and he was ma'ayin the case, and he, in all these three aloches, he chasid on pota, And then later was Ma'ayim, L'achaz Manshin, is Kaima B'yodai, V'yashayin, Shloshtem B'yakat, V'ashkach L'metuk Me'ele B'basachas. Then he chapped that Zor Shochel Malika is not speaking about a case of Koilu. It's speaking about only Shaykh B'basachas, both Yisur Machal. V'shochach, and he forgot to who over. He forgot that he was the one that brought in this halacha together with the other two halachas. V'sova, and he was under the impression, the Rebbe Yisnai, the Rebbe taught him these three halachas. V'omar, and he said, midoho b'basachas ha'ptur, anechnami disnai Rebbe l'ptur, afalechem d'misrami b'basachas isnai. Al koponim. So we have here a machloikis, Rab Chiya and Bar Kapore, according to Rab Shimon, that holds an Issachal al Issa bebasachas. Who do you say Issachal al Issa? That is Svoras Rab Chiya. And Bar Kapore says, Afilu bebasachas, Rab Shimon holds an Issachal al Issa. Meisve. So the Gemara asks Akash, we learned a Baraisa. Zor sheshimesh b'shabbos. Azor did avoide b'shabbos. Ubalmum sheshimesh b'tumeh. He was a balmum. He was mishamesh b'tumeh. Yesh kan mishum zorus, umishum shabbos, umishum balmum, umishum tumeh, divrei Rab Yosi. So in this Baraisa says, Rab Yosi held Ischayev Stein in these two cases. Rab Shimon Oimer Ein Kan Elo Mishum Zorus Ubalmum Bilvat. Rab Shimon said, no, you're not Chayiv for Shabbos and for Tumah, you're only Chayiv for Zoras and Balmum. The Ilu, so these are two cases, Malike Shaira. The case of a Zor Sha'ochal Malike, they don't mention in their machloikis, it is not mentioned. Leman Shaira, so for which man the Yomar was this left over? That means which man the Yomar is Maide by Zor Sha'ochal Malike? Ilaim ele Rabbi Yosi, if we'll say Rabbi Yosi is moide, do you want to mention Zor Sha'ochal Malike? Because Zor Sha'ochal Malike, Rabbi Yosi holds, it's also Chayev Achas. That can't be. Hashde Rabbi Yosi bisa koilu mechayev shtayim, bisa basachas mi boy. If Rabbi Yosi holds bisa koilu mechayev shtayim, bisa basachas mi boy. Ele lav le Rabbi Shimon. So Akolchoch, Zor Sha'ochal Malike was not mentioned in this machloikis because Rab Shimon holds you also chayev. Ubisakoilo hu depoter, avobisabas achas mechayev, tiyufte, debar kapore, tiyufte. Now, let us see Rashi. Leman Shaire, kloime, leman minayu moide bodulei boile flugi. Who is moide? In this case, that there's no machloikis. Who is moide to? Ilaim Rabbi Yosi moide, but Rabbi Yosi is moide that the bas achas shechay vachas has to be sekoilu. The chad minay kodim, one isa came first. Omer Rabbi Yosi achrein chal be bas achas mi boy elalav le Rabbi Shimon omide moide be melike. So since we see Rabbi Shimon is moide be melike. Shmamino doho de polig bahana chayched ishami bekoilul of the polig. When is Rab Shimon chaylik? Only bekoilul. Alabisa basachas machayev tarti, utiyufte debar kapore tiyufte. Fine, so that is the end of the sugya, and the while we're ending up that, so it comes out like a priye, Rab Yosi holds this koilul, and Radig was Issa Basachas, and Rab Shimon holds Issa Basachas, not Issa Kail. Now, the Gemara is going to explain this case, exactly what happened. Zol Sheshimesh B'Shabbos. Now, let's again explain the case, that a Zol is not allowed to do Avodah. And, so they say, Issa Zolos, when it becomes Shabbos, so now since Shabbos is, he becomes also b'malochei shel chayil, so he becomes also in an avoida of chilul Shabbos al tzkoilu. So Zor sheshimesh b'Shabbos b'mai. What did he do? What maloche did he do that we're saying according to Rabbi Yosi his chayiv to isurim, to chiyuvim? If he shechted, I was speaking about a korban tzibur. He shechted a korban tzibur in Shabbos, and we say he's chayev shtayim, he's chayev al zor, and he's chayev al chilul Shabbos. So the Gemara says that can't be. Shechite bezor pshayra. Shechite is kosher bezor. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Shchite bizor ksheire, ve'ein kan zoros. So how could you say yechayim alt zoros, shchite ksheire bizor? Now this Rashi is a very, very interesting Rashi. Why is Rashi interesting? Because let's understand what the Gemara asked. Rabbi Yosi said, if a Zor shechted a korban tzibur in Shabbos, he's chayev to chiyuvim. There's an iser, a Zor is not permitted to do avodah. Number one, and number two, he's mechalo Shabbos. So the Gemara said, what avodah did he do? If he made shechite is ksheire bezor. So Rashi says, ve'ein kan zoros. But Rashi would seem, but what about chilul Shabbos? Oh!
Chilul Shabbos, he understands. Amechal Shabbos he is, but Zoros he can't be. Rein kan Zoros. That's what Rashi says. So the Shara Melech is medayik from this Rashi, that a Zor that shechted a Kolben Tzibur in Shabbos is a Mechal Shabbos. So now we have to understand this. This is very difficult to understand. Why is he a Mechal Shabbos? If it's Shchitek Sheira Bezor, so Memele, why is he a Mechal Shabbos? It's a Shrek. The Beis Halevi wants to say, Chelek Beis, Simen Tes, he wants to say, Al-Kochoch, according to Rashi, the Shabbos was only hutter to a person who has a mitzvah to shecht. That means, Shchitek Sheira Bezor, means that that it's kosher, but there's no mitzvah for a zor to shecht. And it seems there's a mitzvah for kahanim to shecht. That's what it seems. There's a mitzvah from kahanim to shecht. So that what the Torah was matir Shabbos, that one is permitted to do melachis on Shabbos, the Torah was only matir for kahanim and not for Zor. That's what the base, that's how the Beis Halevi says Pshat and Rash. The Rishash over here, he also learned like that Pshat and Rashi. That Rashi means that there's no Issa Shabbos. There is an Issa Shabbos. I'm sorry, there is an Issa Shabbos. And he gets stuck with a Mishnah in Psochim. The Mishnah says in Psochim that there's no difference between Shabbos and Chol if Erev Pesach was Chaliyas b'Shabbos, and it would seem just like b'Chol the Bailam are permitted to shecht, so on Shabbos also the Bailam are permitted to shecht. So you see, as it seems it's mutter if shitik k'sheira b'Zor, so you see that it is mutter for Zor to shecht in Shabbos. If it's kosher, so it's mutter. He's not worse than a Kohen. He wants to say it could be because by Shchita, the mitzvah is on the Bailam to shecht. So there's a mitzvah on the Bailam to shecht. So then there's no bigger yichus of a Kohen over the Bailam. But by a Korban Tzibur, there's no mitzvah on a Zor to assist in the shchita of the Korban Tzibur. If he shechts it's geshochni, doesn't passel it. But the mitzvah to be makriv Korban is Tzibur, that's a mitzvah on Kahanim. So Mamela Rashi held that on that it will be a Mechal Shabbos. The Nemuki HaGriv wants to be chaylik on the whole pshat in Rashi. He wants to say ve'en kan zoris. And Mamela, there's no Shabbos also. Rashi didn't have to be marich. If there's no zoris, there's no Issa Zoris. Mamela, there won't be Shabbos. Abel Kaponim, the machloikis achroinim, what Pshat and Rashi is, but this is a Yesodis the Kerashi. Let's go further in the Gemara. So the Gemara, now we have to figure out what this Zor did in Shabbos that we think he's Chayiv Shtayim. If he shechted, he's Zichah not Chayiv Shtayim, either Chayiv Achas or not Chayiv at all. Ve'iv v'kabol le'vahoyloch tiltol ba'almehu. So it's tiltol. So what does Rashi say? The ain kan, others are geirus, the ain kan, elo shvus. It's only a shvus, or the ain kan Shabbos, so there's no chayiv on Shabbos, well, there's no malach over here. So where do you have chayiv shtayim? Ibe haktoreh. Ah, you'll say it's speaking about haktoreh. Haktoreh is take a good case, chayiv shtayim. Sagav ulche, before we go further, Rav Shmuel asks Akasha, so what shall haktoreh? He's a zor. So it's he passels the haktoreh. He's a mechalol davoide. So locheri is a mekalkul. So why is he chayv al Shabbos? So he says, so we'll say it goes according to Madyoma mekalkul ba'avor echayv. It's a machlikis tanoim. Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, if mekalkul, we'll say that we hold mekalkul ba'avor echayv. So good. So we'll say it's speaking about havoreh. So the Gemara says, "Va'omar Rav Yosi havoro le'lav yotzeso." Rabbi Yossi says you're only chayiv. You're not chayiv koris on havo. Rabbi Yossi said chayiv shtayim. Rabbi Yossi, if it's speaking about havore, Rabbi Yossi said havore lelab yotzis. So what's the kasha? Yeah. Ibaktores, what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Ibaktore, Rabbi Yossi, Heichim Echayiv Chatos, Mishum Shabbos. How are you Chayiv Achatos, Mishum Shabbos? And who says you Mechayiv Achatos? The Kasalka died for Chatos Mechayiv. The Gemara elders, Mechayiv Shtayim, that on Shabbos is Chayiv Achatos. Omer Rabbi Yossi, Perkama, Avor Elulav Yotzeso. That there's only a lav, and the Gemara held Yechayev Achatos. Before we go further, Taisin says a beautiful pshat in this Gemara, which Kusrashi says a doichik. The Gemara held Chayev Achatos, main zor is zichanat Chayev Achatos, and on Shabbos all of a sudden the Gemara held Yechayev Achatos. By zoras there's no Achatos; it's only Chayev Misa b'day Shemayim. Let us see Taisin. Omer Rab Yosi Havore lelav yotzus. Tema. The auto milay money lavi grade. The Tana doesn't speak about a chiyav of a lav. He's only speaking of chatois. Vareizor she'ochal melike the leka el lav the nevela. There also the Gemara says everyone knows yechayiv shtayim. What are yechayiv shtayim? There is no korban over there. Melike is a lav of a lav and nevela. So Taisva says a beautiful pshat nagemol. V'yeshloima. Taisva says a yesod. The afal gav, the be'isel moisif l'rabi yoisi. The an isel moisif chayil iser kal al iser chomo. By isel moisif, so an is, even though the iser sheni Taisva is an iser kal, it's also chal al iser chomo. Where do we see this? K'dapoch rav adu v'perik ha'nisrofim. Rabada Esther Kashe, Rabbi Yossi said that if a woman first became Chamoisoi, he married her daughter. And then, which is Besreife. And then later she became Nashis Ish. Later she got married. So Rabbi Yossi said, Yechayev Sreife. So Rabada had learned Pshat, why Yechayev Sreife? Why Yechayev Chenik? Because Enisa Chalalisa. So Rav Ada asked, V'lidin nami be'isa eishes ish, she should be nidin be'isish ish, da moide Rabbi Yossi. Afal gav, so memele, now that's eishes ish, is Enisa Moise. I mean, since it was nitoise, when Enisa eishes ish, l'gabi devel, so she's also to her son-in-law also at eishes ish. That's Enisa Moise. Half a gav the Israelish ish kal me Yisra Chamoisei. Israelish ish is chenik, and Chamoisei is reife. Davol pikein the Gemara kasha that Eishes ish should be chal on Chamoisei alt Moisei. Ube peirik omguloi gabi hoda omar Rabbi Yossi. Im zokei noso mashme the moid Rabbi Yossi dise koris chayl al chayvi misses bezem shemisa Moisei. So we see it's a moisiv is a klal kal chal al kom mikol moke the iser kailo svirelei ligmore the loy chayil kal al chom that a kal is not chal al chom kidama besayv kidanoshe man aitane disa kailo bisa chomar islay so memele allahochi porich so the gemore asks a beautiful kashe. Omer Rabbi Yossi, Havor Elulav Yotzos, Vimkein Eichi Chayil Al Yisur Zorus. Hey, we're speaking about Azor Sheshimesh Mishabes, Yischayim Shtayim. So the Gemara wants to say, what did he do? He made a Ktore. So now, Al Zorus, Yischayim Misubidei Shemayim. Al Tavor is Chayev Alav. That's chanting the most kasha. The most asking the more the kasha. Rabbi Yossi holds Shabbos is Chal on Zoris because of Koilu. And Koilu is not Chal Kal Al Chomo. So according to Rabbi Yossi that Avor is Alav Yotza, so Avor cannot be Chal on Yisra Zoris. Period. So now I say it's a beautiful shot in the Gemara.
Hitcha Rav Yaakov de Leibish. Damai loy mukilo, batzosos ha'al yoso. Hatzosos ha'al yoso is when they wanted to make a eish, when they saw that the eish was dying out on the marochem, so they used to kindle small pieces of wood to make a bigger fire. So, Hatzosos al yoso da avoidehi, it's an avoide, uboi kohune, and you need kohune, ve'ein bo misa elo lav grede, and there's no misa on it, because it's lefisha ein avoide tama kedoma peg beis de yume. The Gemara says, when is there a chiyuv, misa bidei shamayim? If a zol does an avoide, if it's an avoide tama. Avoide tama means that the avoide ends with this. This is the gemar of the avoide. A bare example of something that's not an avoide tama, the Kabbalah is not an avoide tama. Hiloch is not an avoide tama because ba avoide sadam, it ends with zrike. So the zrike is called an avoide tama. This avoide ends avoide sadam. Al koponim, the satsosas al yoso, it seems it's a haschole of enlarging the fire of the maroche. It needs kahune. Azol is not permitted to do it, but there's no chiyum misa. There's only alav. So memela, so Taisus just said a beautiful pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara asked, how could Rabbi Yossi hold that Yechayev Shtayim Bahavore in Altzorus, Havore is alav? So what was the kasha? So Anisalav, can I be chala misa b'day shemayim? So Taisa says, who told you it's talking about Haktora Seivorim? It's talking about Atzosus Ayosa. He kindled some pieces of wood on the Maroche. That is an avoide that needs kohune. It's not an avoide tamer, there's no misa. There's only a lav. So you have two lavim shavim. By two lavim shavim, you hold koilo. So you have an eitzah to do. So what's Shandi Gemal's kasha? Doesn't have to be speaking about haktoris and avoide tamer. It's speaking about Atzosus Ayosa. Davoidi uboi kude ve'ein bo misa lalav greide. Lefi shein avoide tamah kedam beis de yume. Asha lahavi kal alchomet et avayu lavin. You know, both of them are alav. Ve'oimeri. So the Ri said as follows. The mikol mokim. Both of them are lavin. Isu Shabbos kill. Lefi she utra b'migdosh. No, both of them are lavim, but in the two lavim, Mr. Shabbos is more kill. It's a lav that was huta b'migdosh, and navoide b'zorim was not huta b'migdosh. Aye, so if you're telling me that Isser Shabbos is kill because it's huta b'migdosh, that is called kala chomer, and so what if you hold avore L'chalik yotzos and yechayev Mrs. Bez, but also Issa Shabbos is killed because it's huta b'migdash. So Taish says, no, avli hava misa b'havor avachoshev Issa choma avo gav the huta b'migdash, because so Taish means to say as follows. That means it would not be considered an Issa kal. If Shabbos has a more chomodik o'inish, and Shabbos has and Shabbos has a kula that it's huta b'migdosh, so then it would equal out with zoros. That means that it's a chayim and it's a kal. Right. So this is equal to zoros. So then it could be chal b'kailu. But if Rabbi Yossi holds that the havore l'lav yotzes, so then Shabbos is killed from zoros afilu. Of a zoris of an avoidish einatam. Period. V'isa tumenami, af al gav dohuta. So Taisa just said now a pesanuch hashben. Taisa said two yesoides. Taisa said that in order to say koilo, it can't be kal al chomer. Taisa said another yesod that Shabbos is called
kal because it's huta b'migdash. So lachayre, so how is tume chal on balbu? Bisa tume nami afagav the huta. Tume is also huta b'tzibo. Abachal alisa ba'amum mishum shetome sheshimesh b'mise. Again, it also cancels out. It also equals out. That means a balmum sheshimish is alav, and tome sheshimish is mise, and even though there's a kula, it's a tumut rabitzibu, abal kaponim, that equal out. So Taisva says, but that's only according to the rabbon on the rabbi. According to Rabbi, it's not Bahazor, Balmum Sheshimish. It's also Bemise. So Memele, Bahavagav the Kulish Maiten Bakaporev Rabbi Alibe the Rabbi Pligi, Moi the Rabbi Drabioisi Balmum Sheshimish Bahazor Kerabon and Dide. So fine. So therefore, Tume is Chalam Balmum, because a Balmum is only a Lab, Azor, and Tume is, it's Bemise, even though there's a Kule of Hutter Betzibor, it equals out. Vim Ab Akaponim, Taisvis was Machadish a Yesod, that Iser Koilo is only Chal, if it's they're equals, or a chomer al kal, but a kal al chomer, there's no isa kailu. So Taisa says, "Vim toima da oma bechulim, ha toira omra yovoi isa nevele, biyochel al isa chaylev." That isa nevele is chal and chaylev, behainu kal al chomer be isa kailu. He says, "Nevele is a kailu." Just like the meat became us, when the behemoth was born, is a nisa chayla, fine. Now it died, so there's nisa nevela on, that was chal on the, nisa nevela that is chal on the boss. So memela, it's chal bekoilo. Fektach taisvis chayla is bekoris, and nevela is alav, by nekal alchoma bisa koilo. Voimari, the chayla kal, do huta miklole eitzel chayla. So again, so this chaymer of chaylev over nevele, what's the chaymer? Because it's chorus, belidach gise, there's a kulim chaylev, it's huta miklolai, by chaylev chay is muta, so that equals out, balances out with nevele. Nevele is only alav, and nevele is never huta miklolai. Vektach toisviz, Afagav the Nevela Nami Huta Bimalika. No, the Nevela is also Huta Miklali. And it's Kahanim Amuta Bimalika to eat Achata Soif. Shani Kotchim the Kahanim Yishulchan Gavoya Kazoch Yom Abayavarite. It seems that is not called Huta Miklali. That is called, it's a different Oifen Achille. It's an under Yishulchan, an under Oifen Achille. So you can't tell too that Nevela became Mutter. This is, Shulchan Gavoy is another suit. V'oi, if you don't like this teretz, the yesh chumre be Nevela, shekein metamo. Nevela is another chaymer. It's this tumis Nevela. Bava gav the yesh chumre be chaylev, the leke be Nevela. Ay chaylev is a different chumre. Ein lochesh bekach, kedamrin pegidanoshe. My chos is the tumis aguf chamire, shekein kores. So you see, you can equal out two things, even though there's different chumras and kulas. Vim toima, the omale kamon, man tane de islay isa koilo visa moisev isa basachas. Later in the flamadal, the madal, we, there's a tane that holds koilo, moisev and basachas. Well, mashma, it would seem from that sugya, the isa achos isha, which is bekoris, chayil be isa koilul a isa reishis ish, the chomaminei. So now, again we have this problem. How can achos isha be chal an reishis ish? Achos isha is, Koris, and Eishas Ish is Mrs. Bezn.
V'yeshleima de'isa eishes ishkil, v'yeshle heter b'chaye oisro. This is an isa that b'chaye oisro, he can be matter it. He can give her a get. T'cheshvini le'kule babo yevimtoi. Period. V'av agav, it's a memel, it's also for emphat. V'av agav de'perkid ha'noshe, ike man de'oma de'isa treifa chalal isa eiva minachai. Afal gav the chomomine, the choshiv, mashu bosa gidim vatsomis, even in a chai, even a mashu bosa gidim vatsomis, a mashu, you don't eat a shear. It's also chai, afal gav the less pekizayis, one chumre that even in a chai is. Vnoig bimnei noyach, a second chumre, that bnei noyach is also was even in a chai. Vachai lalai is the treife, the kill afilu beloi koilu, so how could that be? The Gemara made a mistake. The Gemara held chayiv mischayiv akolben. No, the Gemara asked in Tavor lelav yotzos some emele, so they can't say koilu bechlau, because havore is kill, then zorus. Omar Ravache, let's get back to the Gemara. Omar Ravache bayakev b'shchitas porei shol koyin gol. It is speaking about what avoide did this Zor do in Shabbos. He shechted the par of the Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur, or Shabbos, Shechalis b'Shabbos, and he shechted the par of Kohen Gadol, uchedivre yoim eshchites pori shel Kohen Gadol b'Zor psula. That means, the machloik is in that. Others say, shchitek sheire b'Zor by all kabonis, avil a pori shel Kohen Gadol. This Mamad Yomar says that no, pori shel Kohen Gadol is possible. Ihochi, so the Gemara asks, my irie zor. So if it's speaking about porish or kain gobel, so I feel like kain hedyet is possible. I feel like kain hedyet nami. So the Gemara says, ain't a nami, shazor etzloi koma. The zor does not mean a Yisrael, zor means he's a zor in this avoid. So we have here the mice, so that's speaking about, it is speaking about that Azor shechted the power of a Kohen Gadol. There was an Issa Zoris. Now it comes Issa Shabbos, and Shabbos is Chal on Zoris Bekeilu. Maskif lo Rav Ashi. What's the Bechlal, the whole problem? Midei Chatois Ktoni, Ilavi Ktoni, Alasura ba'almika choshiv l'maynaf kemina l'kayvrei ben rishoyim gmurim. Ravashi says the whole thing isn't something to make an asik about, because we're not speaking about perchatois or ilavi, alisura ba'alma. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, b'shchita sparsha kohen gadol yom kippur, the shchita of melochahu, Mishum Zoris Nami Ike Kadivre Yoime Biyume Beperik Tor Bekalfi Shchites Porei Bezor Psula. So Mora says, if it's that's the case, it's not after by a Zor, a full of Kain Hedyet Nami. The man, the apostle, Yalef Taime Ma'arim, the Chuke Dersiv, the Hikrev Arim, Ersiv Besefa Parsha, Lechok Oilam, Cholech Dersiv Chuke Kubu Alma Arim Davke, Ach yasine midich atois toni, elabi toni, isuri de kochoshif, nav kemine is, alts lekovi ben reshoim gemur. Just to see the bottom two toises, midich atois toni, elabi toni, isuri baume kochoshif. Vechein goras rabbeinu chananu, da ein kan leichatos leilav, kivin de leichayel isa kal achoma, fakert, it could be speaking about havore, And Avor is takin not chal, ulgabi alav, because alav isn't chal ochoma, lekoiv rebein rishoyim. Omikol makim por shapel el bar kapore de mishaya melike, mechlal de moide bar ashimen. De ein loimer de shayla le rabbi, so it comes out now,
according to Rabbi Yossi, Zohar Shashimesh B'Shabbos is not speaking about Yischayev Lavin. It's only Isurim L'Gabi L'Koivroi Bein Rishoyim Gemurim. So maybe he was shy Zohar Sha'ochal Malika to say that here Yechayev, here Yitak Yechayev to Chiyuvim. Bishum de behi chayev tati, lechosh velahanu de mala olov kilo osu shtaim, lekol meshon gemuri. So Taisi said that's not true, the choshiv balmum sheshimesh betuma, avogav de chayev legamri shtaim. Kiven de sova, bakapod, rabbi yisi isle isa koilu. Let us start the next Mishnah. Shnayim shekitshu shtei noshim. Two people married two women. And when it came to the chuppah, hechlifu eshel zeloze, veshel zeloze. They switched wives. So memele, so it comes out by the chuppah, the chuppah means it by the bias mitzvah, so Reuven was Boyel Shimon's wife, and Shimon was Boyel Reuven's wife. So it's chayv at eishesish. Each one was born eishesish. Vimhoyu achin, if these two people were brothers, so it's chayv mishum eishesach. Vimhoyu achoyos, if these two women were sisters, mishum isha lachoyser. So it comes that each one was boil achoyos ishtoi. And if these both women were nida, so they're chayvats nida also. So Mamela will see later in the Gemara, say each person has to bring four kabonas. So altogether there's 16 kabonas. Umafrishin oison shloisha chadoshim. Now, after this maise, so we have to be mafrish, the each woman from her true husband, tvi chadoshim, shema mubori say, maybe they became mu'uberes. If they became mu'uberes, so, Rachmana Nitzlon, that child is a mamza, so we have to know the child that will be born. Was he noiled from the boil? Was he noiled from the baal? So Mamela, so we have to wait tvi chadoshim to see if she hears after tvi chadoshim it's nika ubra. So we'll find out then if she's muberes or not. Vimhoyu ktanois, what happens if these women were ktanois? So that means there's no shash, maybe they became muuboris. She'enam ruyis leilit, machziren oison miyat. Then you have to wait 3 months, because we know klor, she's not a muberes. Vimhoyu kahenis, what if these women were kahenis? Says nifsalu min hatume, and on the side it says min hakahune. Let us see Rashi. Umafrishin oisam gimul chadoshim, so you mafrish these women from their husbands 3 months. Shleilarze lebaleim, shemo muboreisein. Maybe they became muboris, ubneim amzeirim. We have to be mavchen. This child that is born, is he a mamzer? Is he a kosher? Therefore, we have to be mavrish them 3 months to find out if it's a kosher or a apostle. So the Gemara asks, Hechlifu, the Lashon of the Mishnah is very... very derogative. Hichlifu eshel ze leze. It seems that they switched their wives bekavone. Midi bereshi askinen. We're speaking about reshoim, that each husband will give over his wife to someone else. Vesu, if it's speaking about achlifu, ode toni rabchia reikan sheish esrei chatois. That altogether there are 16 chatois, because each person brings 4 chatois, so he had 4 people involved, so there's 16 chatois. Ibemezid, if it's a chlifu, mi ike kolben, there's a kolben by a mezid. Oma Rav Yehuda tni chuchlifu, we have to make a grais in the Mishnah. Not a chlifu, they got switched by mistake. So the Gemara says, Ochinami Mistabre. It's Mistabre Take that that's the correct Girsa. Diktani Seife im Hoyuk Tanoi She'ena Ruyis Leilet, Machsira Noise Miyat. You give them back to the, they go back to the husbands. Vibemezit Misharye. If it is speaking about that they were Mizidais, so she muttered, she's a Saita. How is she mutter to go back to the husband? So it can't be speaking about hechlifu. I just like to say a shtikel ha'ore, maybe it's a double poshet, but I'd like to mention it cyber side. There's a famous marik. The marik says, the din is as follows. The din is that, if a woman did not know that she's being nibbled by someone else. She was under the impression this was her husband. So she does not also labayla. If her baal is a Yisrael, she's not also labayla. That's called ananusa. She didn't know. So she's muta labayla. So the Marie Claire Zashayla, what if this woman thought you're permitted to be mezana? She knew it's someone else, but she didn't. She's not, she wasn't a melumede. She thought you're allowed to be mezane. So she's also a shaygig. She's also a shaygig. She didn't know. Is she also called on, what's the difference if she didn't know that this was her husband, that was another husband, or she didn't know the halacha? She was a emissary shaygig. She didn't know. So the marik says, then she's zichera saita. Why? Because the gather of Saita is Mo'alo Mal Be'isha. There was a Me'ila in her husband. She thought there's no Ben Odom Lamokim. But the Zicha Amila Le'isha. And the Marik brings Amayre Dikeraye from Esther. He says, Esther Le'maise was not over an Aveire. Esther was matzel klal yisol as a mitzvah to go to Achashverish. Va'afal pi came the posik says kasher avati avoti in the Gemara Megillah Darshan after she went to Achashverish berotz and she became osar al Mordechai. So the marikas, there was no aveir over there. She was permitted to do it. There was a mitzvah to do it. And she still became osar. So there's a mi'ila be'isha. There's no, that's also called me'ila asas her. So I hear a shtikel ha'ore. But Bemison, we have the same raya from Mordechai. But I hear a shtikel ha'ore. The marik says that the iser soita is not for doing an aveira ben odom lamokim, there's a me'ila be'isha. She's moil in the husband. Als the husband, she's not allowed to do it. That's called the mila and the husband. So lechayre, it's like leather shayla. What if the husband encourages her to do it? Lechayre, this is not a meila beisha. So lechayre, what's the gemara's kasha? Our gemara understood hechlifu. The husband decided to be machlif the noshim. So lechayre, this isn't called a meila beisha. So what's the gemara's kasha? The gemara is, how could it be a chlifu? If it's a chlifu, it says that if she's a ktana, she goes back to her husband. She's a saita. What's the kasha? If it's a chlifu, there shouldn't be a saita either. But then I chaptech, Mordechai also encouraged Esther to go. And that is also considered a mila be'isha. So advice to chois, that the mila be'isha is that gufa, that she's miyuchin to one husband, going to a different boil is called a meila. Say he encourages it, say he doesn't encourage it. But that's called a meila beisha. So al kaponim, so the Gemara says, so if it's speaking about a chlifu, mishoye, is she then mutter to go back to her husband? So the Gemara says, holy kasha, pitik tana, oinis nino. It's speaking about a ktana, shen ruis leil, she's a ktana. Es bietig tana oines nino. Aber oines bi Israel mischre shori. And oines is shori. So the Gemara, so my mail, so it could be it's speaking about hechlifu, could be it's speaking about mezit. It says that a ktani goes back to her husband right away, because she's an anusa, bietig tana. Aktanes alav bastas. So memela, whatever she does, we consider she was forced into it. It wasn't done mirtzaina. It's called she was forced into it. So the Gemara says, "Elo diktoni mafrishin oison shloisha chadoshim." But let's go into what it says by a gedola. By a gedola, it says that you mafrish them 3 months. Shemo muboris sein. Holav miboris. But what happens if you find out they're not muboris? Sharin. So they go back to the husband. Vi bemezid mishori. Elo lav shmamino uchlefu shmamino. So we have to be taka geiris uchlefu. Let us see, Rashi, Sheish Esrei Chatois, Uchol Echad Arba, each person brings 4 Chatois. V'chein L'Noshim, Darshneim Oweim Evnichesu HaNefoshois HaOysois, that the Noshim are also considered Oysois, Toira Achshvei Hanol HaMaise, and the male, they also have to bring Chatois. Oynis V'so Mishre Shori, L'Baila, Diafinen, M'vihiloi Nisposa, Nisposan B'Peres. Avrishon oison shema muboris ein lachish loisha chadoshim b'toris afal gav shegedoilis ein. So you see that we have to be geiris huchlefu, period. Now the Gemara says further as follows. Now, uman hai tane, who is the tane? The islay iser koilu, the iser moisev, the Isa Basachas. Who is the Tana? That means it says the Chayiv for Chatois. So a Kochoch, we have a problems of Isa Chalal Isa. So who is the Tana that holds a Yechayiv? Omar Rav Yudah Marav Rameiri. It's going according to Rameir. The Sanya, we learned about Raisa. Yesh Oichel Achila Achas. The Baraisa says one person can make one achila, v'chayiv ole arba chatois v'oshem echot. With one achila. Tomei she'ochal chaylev v'hu noisa min ha-mikdoshim v'yeim ha-kipurim. Before we go further, let's just see Rashi, then we'll see what Ramei holds. Uman haitane, v'masnisin, the islay isa chalal isa bein ayidei koilu bein be isa moisev bein ayidei basachas kigain elu. These noshim in our mishnah shechayovim abo chatois. So now Rashi explains the shekideish Ruven es Rochel tchila. Let's say Ruven married Rochel. Nesra al Shimin, she became also Mishem Eishes Ach, Ruben is Shimin's brother, Eishes Ish, behind the Basachas. So Eishes Ach and Eishes Ish was Chalba Basachas. K'machayiv lei tanet di donal tavayu, in his chayiv to chatois, for Eishes Ish and Eishes Ach. Chozav Shimin v'kiddish leia. Now, Shimin was Mekadish leia. Migu, now, when he married Leia, so now Rochel becomes also to Malchachis Isha. Migu da Osrelei Hanech Kedushin Bikuli Sharach Bosa, because when he married Leia, he's also in all other sisters, Mishamachis Isha, Osrelei Nami Beisha Sochiv Mishamachis Isha, so he becomes also an Eisha Sochiv Malchachis Isha. Ba'avo gav the Surah Leia Bikaim, even though she was very also to him, Malchachis Soch. Behind her is a Kailu. Vadayin Rochel Zu Mutaris L'Ruven Baila. But Rochel is Mutar to Ruven, her husband. Pirson Nida. Now, Rochel became a Nida. Is migu di toisef iser alo legabi baila mishem nida. Now became the toisef an her, the iser nida to her husband. I toisef bonami iser legabi shimin hare iser maisef. So memela, so the tan of our mishnah that made a chetimtze of form. He made a chetimtze of four chiyuvim. He has told maisef kailum basachas. Arba chatois. Now, so the mother said, he's Rameya. Now, the first, let's see what the Tanakam holds. A person can make one achila and he's chayev four chatois and one noshim. Mishum Tume is chayev for chatois, mishum Tume doichul kochi betume saguf bekoris. One chatos is because he's a tome that ate kochi betume saguf. That's a chayev koris. Umishum chaylev. And the chayev koris al chaylev. Umishum noisa. And then the chaylev was noisa. Another third chayev koris. Umishum yena kippur. That means that a murim is lagavoya, so if a kayin eats a murim, he's also a zore, it's a limurim, because it's miyuchad lagavoya, they, achilos amezbeach. So he's a mail behegdish, so that's why he brings an osha. Now, let's go further. Rameya oima im hoiso Shabbos. Rameya says, I have another chiyav chatos. If it was Shabbos, vahitziyai bepiv, and this person he was eating, he took out this kezayis, and he took it out with his mouth, he took it out from Meshusa Yochet to Meshusa Rabim, and he swallowed it. So the minute he swallows it, so the bli is called the hanoche. So it's called, with this swallowing it, it's called, he was a machalo Shabbos also. So memele, so there's another chatos. You said, yesh oichel achila achas. A person can make one achila, and he's chayev four chatois. I got news for you. It can be five chatois. Because with the swallowing it, he made a hanoche of the kezayis, he was moitzi meshus hayochet, loshus harabim. So mamele, so the swallowing is five chatois. That's what Rameya said. Amrulai ain't min Hashem. That's true, but we want to say a case, the maximum amount of chatois one can bring for achille. By you, the chiv is, in your case, it's not an achila de kechiv, it's a chilo Shabbos de kechiv. Fine. Let us see Rashi. Im hoiso Shabbos, so Rashi says, avo mishum, so Rashi rekashe, why does Rameh have to speak about Shabbos? Let's speak about, we'll talk about Yom Kippur, it's Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is also Beitzor, so he's chayv koris al Teitzor Yom Kippurim. So Rashi says, "Mishum Yekipurim, I have a mechay vayitzo. The kesova in ere vayitzo liyem akipurim. Bochim meforish bekrisis. That he holds that there's no iser hayitzo in Yom Kippur. Well, there's no need to make an erev. Yeah. Bochim meforish bekrisis. Now alme islay l'Rab Meir kulu. Now Rab Meir holds all these three combinations that can make iser halal iser. The hoch." Now Rashi starts explaining. Mishen noitzra behemezu. When this behema got created, he ate chaylev. Now this chaylev came from a behema. When this behema got created, vehi chulen, before they were magdashit, nesra chelbo ba'achile, umbuto ba'hano. So the chaylev is also ba'achile. It's chaylev, and it's muta ba'hano, because chaylev is muta ba'hano. Hugdisho, now, he was magdish the behemah. Migu di toysef isar hanor ala chaylev mishim kotchim. Now, the isar hanor was chal on the chaylev, because it wasn't osaba no before it was only osaba chila. I toysef beinami isar achila mishim zoris. So since the Issa Kodesh was chal on this chaylev legabe Issa Hano, so the Issa Kodesh is chal on this chaylev legabe Issa Rachila al Zoros. Va'av agav ta'osa v'koi b'achila, even though it was before Osa b'achila, but now, al Tzisa Moisev, it became now new Issa Rachila. Avalei Noisa, now it became Noisa. Now how's this a Noisa chal on the chatichin? Migu di toisef isa lemizbeach mishum noisa. But now when it became noisa, it became osa for haktara also. I toisef nami lekoyim mishum noisa. I hanach trei mishum isa moisa. So Rashi says, kodesh, and noisa is an isa moisa on chela. Nitmo ze, Now, this person became Tomei. Shad achshav hayemuta b'chatiches bosa kodesh. Till now, he was permitted to eat bosa kodesh. He's a kohen, that's permitted to eat kodesh. V'achshav nesa behem. So, because of the tumah, the other chatiches also became os on him. Is migu de mitzah b'shal chatiches mishum tumah. Nesa gam nami bezu mishum tumah. V'aynu isa kailu. Havale yoyim ha-kippur. Now it became Yom Kippur. It's also Kailu. Migo de mitzah bechula mishim Yom Kippur. Now when it became Yom Kippur, so he's not only, he's not allowed to eat chayl of Yom Kippur, he's not allowed to eat glatt kosher flesh Yom Kippur. So migo de mitzah bechula mishim Yom Kippur, also nami bekotz mishim Yom Kippur, and the nami is a Kailu. Fine. So the chiyuvim that the Tanakam had mentioned, Archal with Kailo Moise and Kailo the Moise. Umidurchayev lay Rameya Mishum Haitzor Shabbos. Now Rameya said, you're not allowed, you're chayev al Tzor Shabbos. Alme Isla Isa Bas Achas. Chayel, Alme Isla Isa Bas Achas. Chardach Shekidish Hayoy. Chalu all of Isa Achilles Yom Kippur v'Isa Shabbos. That means as follows. As soon as it became Yom Kippur, or as soon as it became Shabbos, it was Yom Kippur Shchalis b'Shabbos, so it was Chal on him, he's not allowed to swallow food out Yom Kippur. He's not allowed to swallow food out Hanochet. That means if, by through swallowing the food, he's making a hanocha on the food, so he's not allowed to do that. So this was, so when it became Shabbos, the Issa, Achila Mishum Lesa, the Yom Kippurim, this Achila Mishum Haitzor Shabbos was Chal B'Basachas.